Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. I'm coming to you today from Down Under, Melbourne, Australia. And I'm here with Pastor, and we're going to talk about something that's in the news, and it's also looking at current events in the light of Bible prophecy. We're going to talk about what's happening in Burma and what has happened in China, and we're going to look at what the Lord said when they asked him for signs of his coming in Matthew 24. Jesus said, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars," verse 6. "See not that you be not troubled. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows," King James says, Greek says, "birth pangs." And so we do see that these birth pangs are coming very close together. And I have here Pastor John Brown, and it's very interesting to me that I happen to be in a place and in a church speaking here in the Word Family Church in Melbourne. The Browns are graduates of Rhema, Australia. They have a mission work into Burma. Or how do you say the name of it now, Pastor John?
Myanmar.
Myanmar.
Yes.
Okay, would you tell us a little bit about your work there and a little bit about the country, because they've had there the cyclone that Burma is now admitting to. 78,000 have been killed. Mm-hmm. The Red Cross says it's more like 128,000 with many still missing. Tell us what it's like. What do you do there, Pastor John?
We have two Bible schools. We have one in Yangon, which was formerly called Rangoon. Mm-hmm. Now it's called Yangon, and we have a Bible school in Kilemio. And Kilemio is in the northwest part of the nation. So we've got some churches there and some training centers there.
Well, John, tell me about this military junta that won't let people in to help. What is the government like in that country?
You know, Billy, Myanmar's under a military regime. And they really like to control things very, very much. And just to give you an illustration, when we first went to plant our Bible school in Yangon, they told us initially, you can only have five students.
Five students.
And the reason being is because they like to control, and they don't like crowds, because if there's crowds, to them, that becomes a threat. So they said, you can't have any more than five students. And we're thinking, well, how can we have a Bible school with five students? So we prayed about it. We went to some of the local officials. And the local officials, what they do, you have to pay them tea money. We call it tea money, to have favors so that you can have Bible schools, and you're allowed to minister and preach the gospel. Well, what happened, we spent some time in prayer about this, and we really began to see some things open up. They increased from five students to 20, and then they gave us a free rein. But they did want a little bit of extra income for doing that. But the purpose is so that they can actually control. And what they do, they bring every now and again, spies, they have spies that actually come into the training center. In fact, I was teaching in the in our Bible school is called Faith Bible Training Center. And I was teaching in there one day, and these two government officials just walked in. Next thing is they took the pastor and our principal of our Bible school. We have a Bible school, there's about 100 students full-time in there. And they came in, they took the principal.
Did they have on military uniforms?
No, they didn't, no. And what they do, sometimes they just sit down in the service or sit down in a Bible school, they'll listen. But what they did this day, they came in, they took our pastor, took him into a room, and they just began to interrogate him. And interrogate him for quite, probably for about 30 minutes, and that's what they do to the local pastors there. We had a graduation, our very first graduation service. we had that in a really nice hotel because I wanted to bless the people, bless the people, and see what the blessings of God is like to have a graduation mm-hmm. in a really nice building. So we hired a really nice hall. But what happened was that the pastor didn't tell the local officials, and the hotel neglected to inform the government officials that we were having a graduation service there. And what they did, they planted spies, quite a few, in our graduation service. And I could tell that during the service, our pastor, he looked very tense and very uptight. And I'm thinking, you know, what's wrong with pastor? He looks a little bit tense. And then at the end of the graduation service, he informed me about what was actually going on. They took him away and interrogated him, spoke to him for a while. They really put a lot of pressure on the hotel manager. Now, the hotel manager was a New Zealander. They interrogated him for quite a long time, just about what was happening, why we did this. Next thing is they something came through about that I was a political activist.
You were.
That I was, yes. Mm-hmm. And it was just made up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were just following me. They were actually following me all around Rangoon or Yangon for the rest of my trip. So when I came back to Australia, my pastor told me it was best that I don't go back for 12 months. So I didn't travel back there for that period of time.
So have you been back since?
Oh, yes. Well, I travel to Myanmar between 3 and 4 times every year.
Now, you're going back in July, is that correct?
I'm going back in July, yes.
I understand that people are having a hard time getting visas right now to get in to help with the tragedy.
Yes.
Have you had any contact with your people there?
I have had contact, yes. It is very difficult at the moment because there's hardly any water, and things are very, very difficult for them over there at the moment.
So you've had just limited contact with them?
Limited contact, yes, because of the blackouts and their systems, communication systems.
Now
they're completely down.
They're completely down,
yes.
The communication
well,
systems.
Generally speaking, yeah, it's very difficult to communicate.
They're not that great anyway, are they?
Well, they're not, because it's quite an experience, because even when you're there, I can be ministering, and the next thing is everything goes black and dark, and there's no power at certain times of the day. So you actually have to have your own generator in the homes, and then most of the homes are in darkness, probably for a period of probably 8 hours a day.
So oh, really?
Yeah, it's broken up in different periods of time. Like they may get power early in the morning up till lunchtime, then from lunchtime maybe till 5 o'clock, it's in, there's no power.
One thing that happened, we see here that Jesus mentioned famine.
Yes.
And when I was in Israel recently, I was reading in the Jerusalem Post that even Saudi Arabia has a shortage of food for their people.
Yes.
With all their money and with all their oil, they don't have enough wheat.
Mm.
And so this world of food crisis was already in the headlines. And then I heard that Burma's rice field got heavily hit. Tell me about that. Where is the rice produced and how much is produced there, and do the people depend upon it?
Well, they do. In fact, in my last trip in March of this year, 2008, I was in that district just driving through that particular area, and there's rice fields everywhere, and that's their major production of the whole nation in this southern part of Yangon. And that's been badly, badly hit. That's where the cyclone came through. And so the production, that there is a lot of shortage at the moment down around that area.
And it's going to be a shortage for those people.
Well, that's the main production area. That's where they grow all their rice.
For all the country.
For all the country.
And also, I think they're exports. They're exporters
yes,
of rice.
They are.
So
yes.
They're not being able to export rice into the area would contribute more to this famine, this worldwide famine for rice.
Yes, it would. And what's happening at the moment is that the price of rice is just tripled. Mm-hmm. Now, when you think about the local people, the Myanmar people, they live on our dollar, Australian dollar, they live on something round about $40 Australian dollars a month.
Mm.
And so with the cost of fuel and fuel bus fares, the costs of living are very difficult for the local people. And that's why, going back late last year, they had the protests. Now, would you remember the protests with the monks?
What was that all about?
Well, that was about increase in fares, like buses and mm-hmm. the costs mm-hmm. of just increasing, but the wages are not increasing in line with the cost of goods. So there's a lot of pressure on the people, and like bus fares, people. It was difficult for people to travel because they depend on their bus for work to come into Yangon, because outside of the city, all there are is fields and rice. So many of the people actually work in the city of Yangon. So they depend on their transport. And transport was becoming very, very expensive for the people. So they were protesting.
So they're already in a bad way. And they were protesting these things.
Yes.
And now their food supply has been hit. They're under a terrible government.
Yes.
And Pastor, can the people, you're going in July.
Yes.
And do you have a way to get funds to the to these people? Money?
Yes, we do. We can get funds directly sent to Myanmar. And we have contacts there. We can get it straight to the people that can help in the work of helping all the needy people that have been affected through that disaster, or the hungry people.
Well, if you're listening today and you'd like to help the people of Burma, the Christians that your Bible school people, you can get the money right straight to them.
We can get it straight to them.
Do you want them to send the money to you here, or do you want them to have it sent us in, do you have an address to send it to, make the check out to, or should we have them send it to Prayer Mountain?
Well, they can do it either way. If they want, they can...
What is your address?
Well, our address is Word Family Church.
Word Family Church.
Yes. Post Office Box.
Post Office Box.
263.
263.
Ringwood.
Ringwood. That's R-I-N-G.
Yes.
W-O-O-D.
Yes.
Ringwood.
Victoria.
Victoria. Victoria.
That, yes. 3134.
3134.
And of course Australia.
And of course Australia.
Yeah. So we can get finances directly through, and we can actually start helping the people a lot sooner.
Before you go in July.
Before
you can
I,
get the money to them right now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
And having the locals there too, they have access into a lot of these areas very quickly as well.
All right. Now you can send a check directly to Word Family Church. They're going to get it over there right away. You can make it to Prayer Mountain, but if you do, you better say this is for Burma, B-U-R-M-A. That's Word Family, Post Office Box 263, Ringwood, Victoria, Australia, 3134. Shalom, shalom.